This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving. Unashamed and unafraid, because I believe you mean it when you say, I am strong, beautiful, I am good enough. I belong after all, because of what you've done. This is real, what I feel, no one made it up. I am loved. Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
And he has made you, and he has made me, and I am so thankful for that. And I'm hoping you are too. You know, you might be going through some trying times right now. We do that occasionally. That happens to us. But you know what? If we didn't have those down times, we wouldn't appreciate the up times. So today we're going to be talking about reliability, accountability, and dependability. And I don't know about you, but things that frustrate me the most are when people are inconsiderate, inconsiderate of my time, my feelings, my value. And when somebody is inconsiderate, think about it. Doesn't it make you feel devalued? Doesn't it make you feel like you're not important? That somebody didn't take enough effort to do what they said they were going to do and be where they were supposed to be? It's frustrating to me. And I don't know about you, but I really, really want us to focus on that. This year, let's be considerate. Let's just think about treating others the way we want to be treated. Isn't that the golden rule? And if we do that, we are going to be reliable, aren't we? And we are going to be accountable. And we are going to be dependable. And there are times we're going to let people down. It happens. It does. And then all we have to do is just say we're sorry and change. Try to do better next time. That's what we need to do. So who are you? Do you know who you are? It's very important that you know who you are. And when you're taking a temperature of who you are, who you think you are right now, if you wrote those things down of the things that you think are qualities within yourself, and then you think about the areas in which you need to work, we don't have to beat ourselves up. There's plenty of people in this world that will beat us up. But what we do need to do is just take a look at the person in the mirror and say truthfully and honestly, where are you right now? You know, if you did an assessment, where are you right now? And are you fulfilling God's purpose in your life? That's such a huge question, isn't it? And if you're not sure, I would say, are you doing it? Are you doing right now what makes you, the hours just fly by. You're very passionate about what it is you're doing. Because God created us for a specific purpose, and I know He wants you to fulfill that purpose. He wants that for you, and today we're going to be talking about that, and we're going to be talking about the I Ams. If you're tuning in right now, you're tuning in to the Sue Freeze Show. We're syndicated. We go all up and down the coast of California, and now with the internet, we are all over the place. iTunes, iHeart, it's amazing, and Sue Freeze has been on the show for almost 7 years. And to me, that is amazing. Just a sidebar right now is the Lord is like, I don't know, directing me in a new path. And maybe you can relate to this. This is kind of personal for me, but I'm going to share it with you because that's what I do. I started in fashion back in the 20s and got married, had children, learned how to somewhat be a parent learned a lot about things that I was doing wrong at the time. And with the Bible's help and with the Lord's guidance, we learn how to be better, hopefully, because we ask Him to show us and He does guide us. And so I went through being a parent, and you never stop being a parent. And then you become the grandparent. I haven't got there yet. I'm looking forward to those days. But then I went to college, went to Fashion Institute, and then I got into the bug business. I don't understand that still to this moment in time, and probably you you can giggle about things in your life where you're starting down one path and all of a sudden the path really changes, and at the time you're going, Lord, what's going on here? And that saying, bloom where you're planted, I believe in that. I believe we do have to bloom where we're planted. But then moving right along, I got into advertising. I really enjoyed business. I enjoyed the whole challenge of business, being a woman-owned business in a man's world. Pest control, termite, it used to be totally male-dominated. It still is dominated by males, but there are more females showing up, and I think that's great, girl power and all that. But with that being said, is learning business, it's business. I just happened to be in the bug business, which was great. And now I've got this title of Termite Lady. Who would have thought that that would be a title that I'd be trademarked? I'm the one and only Termite Lady. Kind of interesting. I'm hoping that you're trailing with me that, you know, sometimes life takes turns is the point I'm making right now. But we have to be true to who we are. And so during this time when I was going through transitions, which we do, don't we? Life is a journey and transitions happen. During all of this time, I realized how important it was that my word was my word. And that the most important thing during all of this and even more going forward is that people would lose faith if they could not believe in words. If I say something and I don't hold true to that, then there's going to be people that are going to lose faith in what I say and what I do. And I am where I am right now. Thank you, God. I am where I am right now because of Him, but also because of the relationships, because the Lord tells us to build relationships. And those relationships I hold very dear to me. And so should you if they're good relationships. If they're not, you need to put a wedge in there and decide that you're going to walk away from things that are not building you up. You know, you want to be around people that'll not just tolerate, but celebrate you. And that was so good when I heard that. I just embraced that because that was a turning point for me because I had to ask myself that question, and maybe that's where you are right now. So with that being said, you look at those relationships and you want to build those relationships. And the most important thing in that, again, going full circle here, is, you know, treating people the way they need to be or want to be treated, but also how you would want to be treated. You want to treat people with consideration, with respect and kindness and love. You want to treat people that way. And when you do that, those relationships can build. If you're around people that are not doing that, obviously the other will happen, right? So I pulled some things up and I want to read some scriptures just so that you know that you know, I read the word and I listen to the word and I want to be guided by His word because He put these words in the Bible for a reason. It wasn't just to put words on a page. And they're so tried and true that they've gone through the test of time. So they're real and we can rely on these words and we can depend on what He says because He doesn't waver from this. And so that relationship we have with our Heavenly Father is the first example we have of reliability, accountability, and dependability. And when you say who you are, when you are looking at the person in the mirror and you're saying, I am, when you do that, I want you to really focus on what God says you are. And a little commercial here, and it's a commercial, but also I just want to let you know what you have available to you. When you go to Sue Fries, spelled like fries, one word, .com, there is a lot of information there that is free. There's a lot of things that I've given you that the Lord just said, you need to give this because people have given to me along the way. And so I'm just paying it forward. I love that movie, even though I didn't like the end. I love that movie. Anyway, so there's a lot there that you can get for free. There's also something there that you will have to pay for, but it's well worth the investment, and it is the new IMs. And this program is a program that will transform you by the renewing of your mind, which is biblical, and it's true. It will do this. And what you do is you go on to one of the buttons on the Sufri site and it says the new I Ams. You click on there and then it'll give you an opportunity to verbally say the I Ams in your own voice because we hear our own voice more than we'll hear somebody else's voice. Like if I read these, it wouldn't have the impact as if you read them. So you need to read them and then you can get it through MP3 or you can get it on a DVD sent to you. And what you're supposed to do, which will help you, is listen to these in the morning and at night. 30 days, you will notice a difference. 60 days, you'll notice even more of a difference. By 90 days, they say it's when it becomes a habit. It's when it becomes real to you. It's when you're going to understand that, you know, when the Lord says, you are or I am victorious. If you just say that, I am victorious. When tough things happen to you, you have to remember that God says that you are victorious. And that's just one of I Ams. I am more than a conqueror. Okay. I use these. greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. These are things that will strengthen you. So those are there for you. The I ams are there for you so that you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Thank you for that. Okay. So if someone was describing you, would they call you reliable? Would they call you trustworthy? Would they call you dependable? Okay, if the answer is no, okay, that's fine. Don't beat yourself up. Just realize it, and then let's make a difference. Reliable people are people that you can count on no matter what, no matter how you're feeling, no matter what's going on in your own personal life. Reliable people are people you can depend on no matter what. Let's first think about what it means to be truly reliable. The short answer is that it means to be trustworthy, which is someone who is worthy of trust. Hopefully, we all have that type of person in our lives. But today I want to look at what the scriptures say about reliability, both from our perspective and also by looking at God's characteristic of reliability and trustworthiness. Consider the following verses. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Sue Free Show, and I'm so happy that you have joined us. And I believe there is no coincidences. Coincidences are when God decides to stay anonymous. So we're getting into verses. Are you ready? Exodus 3:14, God says to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Exodus 34:6, the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and grace. So these are things describing him, right? This is who he is. If you had to pick three reliable people in your life, who would they be? It is hard to put our trust into many people's hands, isn't it? I've had to do this recently. You know, when you're writing a will, when you're figuring out your trust, you're figuring out who's going to handle what you leave behind. It's very important that you have somebody in mind, number one, that has the understanding of what you're putting in their hands and understands the importance of it and the sensitive nature of it, but also that you can trust that they're going to do the right thing by you and by the people that you've entrusted in their hands, right? Reliable people are the kind of people you can count on no matter what. We said that. They will be there for your ups and your downs. I've heard it said, you know, if you want to know who your true friends are, find out who's going to be there when you move. Nobody likes to help when you're moving, but those are the people that really show up, and that's the kind of people that you want around you. These are the people who are most worthy of your trust. It is crucial to have at least one person in our lives that we can fully trust. You need that one person you can vent to at all times. This person has to be a safe person. It has to be a person that if you were asking advice, they're going to give you the right advice. Hopefully a Christian perspective, that they're in line with what God says. One person you can always trust is the Lord. He will always be by your side. Now, I can tell you personally that sometimes I feel alone. I feel totally alone, and I'm sure that maybe you've probably experienced this too. There are times when you feel like, where are you, God? Where are you, Lord? I just don't feel you. You're not there. I need a hug right now, and I don't feel your arms around me. So where are you? I know I've cried that out. But he is there. And later on down the road, a lot of the times I find out that he was there by bringing somebody into my life. Or some scripture comes into my mind. It just comes into my thought process. I don't know. Can you relate? It's kind of interesting how it happens, but it does happen. 1 Kings 5:56, blessed be the Lord who has given rest to his people Israel according to all that he promised. Not one word has failed of all his good promise, which he spoke by Moses, his servant. So what is that saying? It's saying that his words are good all the time, that his promises are pure and that they're real and they stand the test of time. Our promises need to do the same, don't they? No, we are not God. But if he is our example, if he is our mentor, if he is who we're trying to be like, to be a disciple and to be a follower and to also, you know, do what he does, then we have to look at what he does in order to know if we're in alignment, don't we? Exodus 34:6, the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Slow to anger. If we just pick that out, slow to anger. Are we always slow to anger? Could we improve upon in that nature? I would think most of us would say, yeah, there's probably been times where we've kind of, you know, flown off a little bit and slow to anger. Okay, take a breath, breathe, count to 10. Those are all good things to do when you're getting upset. Psalm 33:4, for the word of the Lord is upright and all his work is done in faithfulness. If you become a person that people depend upon or rely on, then you will find a sense of accomplishment and feel much more independent. People respect you more and see you as someone who is ready and able to help. And that's one of life's greatest achievements. Become more dependable by doing the following things. Here's some points that you can follow in order to be better in this. Number one, show that you are capable of being depended on, worthy of trust. Example, a dependable employee does good work and is good at being on time. That's probably my biggest frustration. One of my biggest is wasting time and not being on time. Because you know what? Our time is valuable. All of our time is valuable. You only get so many hours in the day. You can't expand it. 24 hours in the day and you got to sleep sometime. So how many hours do you really have in a day? And what are you doing with those hours? What are you doing with those minutes? Every minute counts. And when you hold those minutes and you go, okay, I only have so many minutes. I did this in another show a while ago because I was doing, how many hours do I have left on this earth? If I live this long, you could do this exercise. It's pretty eye-opening. It really is eye-opening. Think about how old you are. Think about how long you're going to live. Think about how many hours or how many days you have left, and then you know the rest. But figure that out, because it really puts things into perspective of the drama or, you know, what is bothering you right now. It might make you realize it's really not that important. Maybe it's not that big of a deal. Just a thought. 2, keep your promises. Oh my goodness. Do what you said you would do as much as is needed. Promises, once spoken aloud, can be thought of as a pact you make with the universe. When you do not uphold your end of the bargain, the other party is less likely to turn to you or count on you in the future. You lose your credibility, reliability, and integrity when you break a promise. That is so true. Marriages are broken just on that. Relationships are severed because somebody doesn't keep their promise. They're not credible. They're not reliable. Maybe they say a lie and don't come clean. You know, maybe it's simple, a simple thing of saying, I'm sorry. And when someone repeatedly does something and doesn't take ownership, that's a problem. And you lose that credibility with people. B, fulfill your duties without excuses. If you cannot do exactly as you stated, then have reasons. But first, help with making other arrangements, make amends, apologize if that's appropriate. Never neglect or shrug off your part. Become lax or slack. You will regret it in the future, as the people who thought they were your friends will look elsewhere for favors. Use electronic reminders if that's a help, such as your phone's calendar. I do that. So you do not forget your commitments and appointments. Say and mean it. I will remember. Possibly use a day planner. I still see day planners out there today. I had a meeting with someone. He's an elderly gentleman, and he had a day planner. And I can remember when I had that, but it was very heavy. It was heavy. But you know what? You can write so much more in there, and you can revert back to it easier, I think, than the little phone that we have with us that becomes this electronic leash. Number 3, be consistently punctual. Showing up when you say you will or when you're supposed to can earn you great marks towards dependability. However, according to research, approximately 1 in 5 people are consistently late. That doesn't excuse it. And overcoming chronic lateness is not an easy habit to break, but it can be done if you focus on it and make it a decision that you're going to do that. You know, I have people in my life that they'll tell me they'll be there at a certain time, and because I know they're late, I tell them 15 minutes or 30 minutes earlier so that I can make sure that I can be on time, because they could be holding me up from something I need to do. I'm very punctual. I'm on time because I think it's important to be considerate of one another. So I'm on time. You ask me to be somewhere at a certain time. If you're not early, you're late. That was my mother speaking. If you're not early, you're late. Be trustworthy is number 4. Being trustworthy implies that others have confidence in you. Trustworthiness is built on the opinions of others, and a reputation takes time to build. However, by working on other aspects of reliability, such as punctuality, keeping promises, not telling secrets, and consistently doing good work, you can build a reputation of trustworthiness. Those are all doable, aren't they? Those are all doable. It's not beyond reach that you could accomplish all of this. And let me just ask you, do you want to be trustworthy? Do you want people to trust you? Do you want people to believe in you? I do. In my business at Ecola, I'm the owner. I'm the boss. And it is imperative that expectations are clear, and it's imperative that what I say, I do. Okay? And if I don't, then I lose the belief and the faith in my employees. And that is the worst thing that can happen to an organization, in my opinion. And for my customers, same thing. If something doesn't go right, if I don't return a call, if something like that doesn't happen, my customers will find somebody else that will, you know, take care of them if I don't take care of them. So it's important that I do what I say I'm going to do. And my company, my employees have to do the same. It's very, very important. Be honest. Truthfulness is an incredibly important human value. When others expect the truth from you, they trust you and find you dependable. Sometimes telling the truth can be hard. It can. It may even hurt others' feelings. You can be very careful about that. However, if you use tact when delivering even harsh honesty, others will know they can count on you to be candid. I'm very straight in my communication. I don't beat around the bush. I don't want other people to beat around the bush because I don't have the time for it, quite frankly. So I just want people to be true, but I also want them to be kind. So that means that you choose your words and you choose your timing so that, you know, if there is some feeling of body language or something where you can feel feelings are being hurt, you have the time to, you know, understand, be understood a little more. So you want to pick your time wisely. It's very wise to do that. Little side note. The best way to maintain honesty is to live a life doing things that you are proud of. All right? That little voice on your shoulder. There's one over here that's saying, do this because this is really good. And then you have this one over here. Oh, come on. It's not going to mean that much. Oh, you can do this. You know, listen to the right voice. Listen to the right shoulder. Okay? Because they're both there, not at you. When you portray integrity in your everyday behaviors, you are less likely to need to lie to cover up a behavior. That's so true. Be faithful. If someone confides in you, then it ends with you. Avoid gossip and spreading unfounded rumors. Build up rather than cutting down your team members. Boy, isn't that truth. True. God promises to be our everlasting joy and satisfaction. The Bible says, and my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Do you believe that? The same God who created the heavens and the earth, who at his disposal are infinite resources, promises to provide for every need. Companionship, love, and salvation through Jesus Christ. This does not mean the things our world considers important, such as wealth, power, fame, and beauty. We will be back right after this brief break. Hi, Sue Freeze, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy, Tyson, stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreeze.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
If you own or run a small business, here's some straight talk. No hype about how you can save up to hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on health benefits, business insurance, and HR issues. A company named Simpolicy can provide A to Z services for your employees to save you countless extra hours of work. Dealing with benefits, workers' comp, human resources, and business insurance. And they can save you money, improving your bottom line by helping with employee management. How much money? Just log on to Simpolicy.com and quickly fill in your employee census. Simpolicy will analyze your info and suggest ways to improve your employee benefits while reducing expenses so you can run your business and let Simpolicy do the drudge work. Find out more at Simpolicy.com. That's SIMPolicy.com. Or call 888-980-8150. 888-980-8150. 888-980-8150. SIMPolicy, your small business resource. A sister company to Montage Insurance Solutions.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world. Termites. Every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. Microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you, Ecola Termite Pest Management Services, for sponsoring this show. I am so appreciative that we can be on this show together. And thank you so much. And if you need termite or pest control, please don't hesitate to call us there, because we are here to serve you. And we go from San Diego to Paso Robles. Can you believe it? It's amazing to me. It really is. And we need employees. So a little side note there for you. If you know anybody that needs a career, not a job, you know, this is a career. We put a lot of investment into our employees, and we have long-term employment here. You know, we got people that have been with us since, 30 years, 25, 20, 15, 18, you know, on down. And right now I need 3 employees in every single office. So you can go to this website and see where those offices are, and hopefully you live close by. And if not, if you're movable, that's good too. Anyway, so we need your help. We really do, but we only want the best. So you have to be the best, all right? And you have to be dependable, reliable, all those things. All right, so that's that. And Learning to Breathe is the first book that I wrote. I had an accident, and I was laid up, literally laid up, for a long time. And we didn't know if we were going to be able to walk. And I certainly did not know if I was going to be able to dance. I had to learn how to walk all over again, which I could change my strut because I had to learn how to walk all over again. So that was kind of fun. Anyway, that book is about asthma, respiratory issues, but also just life journey in all aspects of life. And being a mother, it has a lot of things in there about that. Schooling, ADD with my son, asthma with my son. Just all of, there was just so much more. People say it's so much more than just a book on asthma. It's so much more than that. So, you know, you can get that by going to the Sue Free site, and I will autograph it. I just had someone buy it today, actually, and that's very exciting for me. And the second book is just now coming out, and it's called The Change, and I'm in book 7. I love that number. And that book is about, you know, self-improvement. If we have time, I'm going to read a little bit out of the book from another co-author. There's 20 co-authors in each book, and I'm one of the 20 in book 7. You know, if you are in California, Southern California, in the L.A., Orange County, Ventura area, I would love for you to join me on January 28th. And this is a celebration of almost 7 years on the radio. It's all happening on January 28th from 5:30 to 8 o'clock at the Lux Hotel. The address is 11461 Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles. You can go to Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word.com, and get all the details. Also, the books are going to be there. And also, now I have a TV show. I know. I just, it's amazing to me. It really is. And it's, the TV show is about the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection, and a lot about what I talk about here with you on the radio. And it's just, there's more elements, because now I have to put on like nice clothes, and I have to think about, you know, all of that. And this is just one more, area that the Lord has been preparing me for. It's a new assignment. We were talking about that, how, you know, I was in the fashion business, and then I went into the bug business, and now here's the next assignment. The next assignment was the radio show, and then the book. They kind of went together. And now I'm going to be on TV, and now I'm doing the speaking platform. And it's just amazing, you know, that I had a SAG card a long time ago, and I just reestablished my SAG card because I won a car on American Bandstand, just another little part of history of Soufries. And when I did that, an agent found my partner and I, John and I, and they said, we'd like to get you into commercials and things. And so Screen Actors Guild, it's a union that you join when you are doing acting on TV, and that's what that is. And it's just a union organization that I joined a long time ago, and people that want to get into acting, it's a very difficult thing to do. And I kind of just, I was on Days of Our Lives once, and then I was asked to be on a TV commercial. And in order to be on that TV commercial, I had to join this union called SAG. And then I put it on hold because I became a mother and I was running a business, and I didn't have time to go on commercial calls and all that. So I decided to put it on hold. Saved me quite a bit of money, actually. And when I called up and I said, hey, you know, it's been like 30 years since I was in this business. And they said, oh, sure, this is what you have to do. You have to pay this money, and So that's up and running again, and the TV show, and it's pretty amazing. So the TV show is on LA36.org. And I don't have a schedule, but when I do, I will put it up on my website, Soufries, spelled like fries, one word.com, and you can check that out. And streaming the radio show, no matter where you are on this, in this world, you can get the podcast. So it's pretty exciting. You know, so many things happen, and it's just being at the right place at the right time. And some of these things, if you would have said, hey, you know, you're going to have a SAG card, and you're going to be doing commercials, and hey, you're going to have your own TV show, and hey, you're going to have your own radio show. You know, I had no idea. But a long time ago, the Lord said, be prepared. Be prepared. And I said to him, be prepared for what? And I think a lot of this, everything that's happening with me, has to do with attitude. And my whole reason for doing this is to glorify God, to do what I'm passionate about. What is that, Sue? What are you passionate about? Can you tell what I'm passionate about by the way I talk? I'm passionate about passing on the experiences I've had to encourage and inspire you. I want you to pursue passion, purpose, and connection in your life, because that's what I do every day. I am pursuing those things, and I want to be the best me that I can be. And I want you to be what God created you to be, which is the best that you can be, because he created you, right? If the creator created you and he had a specific idea in mind, doesn't it make sense that you are going to follow the passions that he put in your heart, that are burning in your heart, that he wants you to do those things? It doesn't mean that you don't take a job to make money so you can eat. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean you just cancel everything because I want to follow my passion. It just means there's things that you can be doing, choices you can make, habits that you can create that can create this passion or create your preparedness for the next assignment. Does that make sense? I've never said that before, but it made sense to me when I just said that. So I hope that helps, because, you know, you can listen to the bad voice that's telling you that you can't measure up and you should be ashamed for what you've done in the past. You could listen to those voices, but I'm telling you right now, stop it. Just stop listening to those voices, because you are strong. You are beautiful. According to the song that you heard on the beginning of the show, she's telling you this because she came to the realization that this is true for her. I met her at a concert, and it was so nice to meet her. And, you know, you should listen to all those words. Listen to those words in that song, because I'll tell you what, it's great. Because she's talking about who she is, you know, through Christ, who she is, who God says she is, because we need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So I'm going to keep on going with this. God has promised that his grace is sufficient for us. That's his promise. So if you believe in his promises, he's telling you that his grace is sufficient for us. My grace, 2 Corinthians 12:9, in case you want to know the address. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Think about that. His strength is made perfect in your weakness. You know, I don't know about you, but for me, I can look back, and my most troubled times is when I had to dig deep, that I had to just come to grips with where I was, what my part in this is, you know, Take consideration of what's happening right now. And that's when I actually gained strength, because I relied on my Heavenly Father. I had to lean on him. I had to trust him. I like the way that Charles Spurgeon sums this up. He says, this sufficiency is declared without any limiting words. And therefore, I understand the passage to mean that the grace of our Lord Jesus is sufficient to uphold you, sufficient to strengthen you, sufficient to comfort you, sufficient to make your trouble useful to you. That's interesting. Sufficient to make your trouble useful to you. Sufficient to enable you to triumph over it. I love that word, triumph. Isn't that a big word? Triumph, victorious triumph. Sufficient to bring you out of it. Sufficient to bring you out of 10,000 like it. Sufficient to bring you home to heaven. His grace is sufficient for you. God has promised that his children will not be overtaken with temptation. Instead, he assures us that a way of escape will be provided. It doesn't mean that you won't be tempted. Temptation is there. But he also gives you a way of escape. This promise is recorded in 1 Corinthians 10:13. Jude wrote, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless, with exceeding joy." I love that. He did deliver Daniel from the den of lions, didn't he? "Thy God, whom thou serves continually, he will deliver thee." God has promised us victory over death. One of the I ams is, "I am victorious." Do you believe that? Maybe you don't believe it right now, but if you keep saying that long enough, guess what? Your brain, your soul, your heart is going to believe that you are victorious. Even though you feel beat up, you will become victorious because your mind is an amazing, amazing thing that God created. Victory over death. He first resurrected Jesus by way of assuring our resurrection. Peter said, "God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witness of it." That's Acts 2:32 in the NIV version, which is my favorite version of the Bible. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." Later on he adds, "But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." So are you victorious? You're listening to The Sue Free Show. I hope you've been encouraged. I hope you've been inspired, and we're not done yet. But I'm here to do just that. My passion is to help you. Because there's been people that God has put in my place and in my path that have helped me and encouraged me, even when I was down and out. And believe me, we all get there occasionally. But we have an attitude, we have this mindset that we can pull ourselves out because of thankfulness and unforgiveness. Think about those two things. I lean on those, okay? Because when I'm down, I have to think about what is good. And I think about what I can do, not what I can't do, but I think about what I can do. And I think about what's good in my life. And somehow that just pulls me up. Even when I'm feeling down, you know, I'm having a rainy day or a cloudy, dark, gray day. I know you know what I mean. And when we think about those things that we have, even if it's just our eyes being opened every morning, there's people that can't see, you know, there's people that can't walk. There's people that don't have heat. They're freezing. There's people that don't have food in their tummies. Be thankful for what you have. God has promised that all things work together for good to those who love and serve him faithfully. There was a lot right there, wasn't there? Romans 8:28. If you just dissect that, God has promised that all things work together for good to those who love and serve him faithfully. God's sovereignty and ability to manage every aspect of our lives is demonstrated in the fact that all things work together for good to those who love God. Though we must face the sufferings of this present time, God is able to even make those sufferings work together for our good and his good. Sometimes I'm so saddened. I look at things on Facebook and I hear of things and I just think, oh my gosh, my stomach, I feel so sad and I tear up and I'm just so sad for these things. And then I read something like this and I'm like, okay, I want to see the outcome of this. I want to see where this is going. You know, I have a family member who had twins and they were premature, very premature. And the daughter didn't make it. And the son is still hanging on, Elijah. I've talked about him before. I've put him on my website before if you want to help support the finances for this. And just to see the daily pictures and video on Facebook and to see how things are coming together and just the amount of people that are involved and just the amazing things that are happening. There's so much good, even in this pain, even in this bittersweet time of losing one and having one and just all of the emotions that are going on and the exhaustion that is faced by the family members that are involved, you know, really closely. It's just amazing. But, you know, the outpouring of encouragement, the outpouring of people that are just right alongside and praying and, you know, giving finances and just supporting. It's amazing. And that's the good that's coming out of this bittersweet time. And it's just amazing to see all of that on Facebook. It's a good thing of Facebook. God has promised his people eternal life. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Isn't that awesome? Once you're there, you're there. You're in his hand. He's got his arms around you. He's there with you. John 10, 27, 28. Take a few moments and reflect on these promises. Which one speaks to your heart at this moment? Write it down and review this promise each day. Rest in the peace of knowing that God is faithful in all he promises, and you can try your best to do the same. Be a person that people can depend on, rely on. Be that person. And you know, it's not always easy to do that. I can tell you firsthand, it's really not that easy to do that. I said I was going to share a little bit out of this book, and I am. I can remember a long time ago that I cried out. I don't remember how old I was. I remember being at home and I remember being in a certain bedroom. So I'm thinking about the time and I was probably in seventh grade. I'm going to say seventh grade. That was a very, very rough time for me. And any of you that can remember seventh grade, it was a really trying time. I looked very nerdy at that time. I think that's a transition time between childhood and kind of going into adulthood, kind of. I mean, you know, a maturity level that it's just kind of an odd time. And development is happening during this time. And it's just an awkward time. And for me, I changed schools. I went from elementary to junior high. And that was a tough one because you're on the low man on the totem pole. And just there was a lot of things going on. And I looked up at God and I said, why am I here? Lord, just tell me, why am I here? It's got to be more than what I'm doing now. You know, I'm doing this, doing that. There's got to be more. It's like, why am I here? And I think he heard me because I think that things started to unfold for me after that, good and bad. But things started to unfold. And I'm realizing now, looking back, that I'm getting my answers of why I'm here, you know, because I'm following my passion. I am following what God created me to do. I guess he created me to talk. That's pretty interesting, right? I know those closest to me are laughing right now, and that's okay. So why am I here? I'm reading out of the Change book, and this is somebody else's writings, not mine, but I just want to share this little bit. It says, you simply cannot build a life you love without knowing who you are. Isn't that so true? Our darkest times often create beautiful new beginnings. Sometimes you need a tear down rebuild. I like that. It can be very stressful and scary, but you absolutely can come out of stronger, healthier, and happier with your relationship intact and thriving. When defining your purpose, it should come naturally to you, engage your gifts and strengths, be something you love so much you do it for free. Allow for lifelong involvement. Common mistakes when defining your purpose. Defining it too narrowly by a specific job title, company, business, or role. Inability to express it in multiple ways at multiple levels, because it is. It's evolving, isn't it? So here's an exercise. It says, look back over your life to discover your golden thread. Typically, there's overlap between your education, training, interests, and jobs you've held. What is consistent? The table below is an example from my background. What's your golden thread? My purpose. You look at the golden thread. When I was writing my first book, Learning to Breathe, I learned so much by doing a timeline. I had a timeline, and what I realized during that time, and I've mentioned this before, is that the negative or storms in my life were easy for me to recollect, and then the highlights of my life. But I started with the storms. I don't know why that was, but I did, because I had to overcome something, and there was lessons to be learned, and I think there's impact. It's like, you know, when you don't get an answer right on a test, don't you remember that answer much better? afterwards? I mean, think about it. The ones that you did not get right during a test are the ones that maybe you remember longer than the ones that you studied, and, you know, it came out of your brain really quickly and then you forget it. So those mistakes that you've made, or things that the lessons that you've learned that took a lot of effort, those are the lessons that are driven home. And so the lifeline, I found that those moments were easy for me to recollect, and timing and everything. And then the highlights, the big highlights, you know, like even having babies, getting married, your first love, you know, first time you kissed, maybe, I don't know, just those things. But those times, you know, your first job, going to college, you know, just those things. But you put those in there, but then you figure out, you know, what is the golden thread? What are the things that stand out? Questions to ask yourself. When have I felt totally on fire? That's the biggest one. What was I doing and with whom? When was I totally on fire? What am I most passionate about? What can I do and completely lose track of time? What do I love so much I do it for free? Isn't that great? The most pervasive hindrance to creating a fulfilling, successful life is your mindset. Do you agree with that? I do. Many who are outwardly successful feel empty on the inside and trapped by the golden handcuffs of a good salary, benefits, and title. They desperately want to change, but don't know where to start. So is that you? I don't know. Does any of this hit home for you? Because if it does, there might be a little tugging in your body, a little tugging in your heart. Maybe your stomach's doing turns, you know? Whatever it is, it's listen to your body. Listen to what your body is telling you. And if there's a change that needs to happen, change is good. Change is good. It's what you make it, right? Life is what you make it. I say life is a dance. And I don't know about you, but, you know, I love to dance, and life is a dance for me. So I'm going to read from this book, Jesus Calling, because it goes right along with this. In fact, I hope I have time to get through this. So I'm going to read fast, okay? Are you ready? Let me prepare you for the day that stretches out before you. I know exactly what this day will contain, whereas you have only vague ideas about it. You would like to see a map showing all the twists and turns of your journey. You'd feel more prepared if you could somehow visualize what is on the road ahead. However, there is a better way to be prepared, there's that word, for whatever you will encounter today. Spend quality time with me. That's Jesus. He wants you to spend time with him first. I will not show you what is on the road ahead, but I will thoroughly equip you for the journey. My living presence is your companion each step of the way. Stay in continual communication with me, whispering my name whenever you need to redirect your thoughts. Thus, you can walk through this day with your focus on me. My abiding presence is the best roadmap available. The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Exodus 33:14. This verse right here is for you. Remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. John 15:4-7. Get those I ams, say those I ams every day, and I guarantee you, your life will be transformed. Until next week, be a blessing to someone each and every day. God bless. Yay.
I'm holding to the... This has been the Sue Free Show, sponsored by E. Cola Termite and Pest Control Services.
It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. Cola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.